Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. I have a very serious warning. It's about AI voice cloning. It is happening like crazy. As a matter of fact, there are people on this channel that have been scammed out of tens of thousands of dollars because they thought that I was contacting them and it was my voice. I will never ask you for money. I will never beg for you. You look down in my description, I sell products to make money, but you don't have to buy them and they don't cost any extra. But I don't ever ask for PayPal donations or any of that stuff. It makes me disgusted when YouTubers are, I'm a high profile stockbroker, please donate to my what? Things like that. I don't do that. But this story, it's a lot bigger. Check this out. It's out of the Sun and it says easy AI answer. Simple question to ask on a phone call catches AI voice clones that poses people you know to empty your bank. So please watch this. Asking the right questions can help protect you from sinister artificial intelligence voice cloning scams. It's a nefarious con that uses AI to replicate the voices of your friends, family members, or colleagues. Says AI can now clone a voice after hearing it for just a few seconds. And cybersecurity experts have warned that criminals are using this to trick unsuspecting victims into handing over cash by making urgent requests while posing as people you know. Again, I will never contact you. I will never ask you for money. It says if a loved one seems panicked on the phone, it could be tempting to them to help them no matter what. But speaking to the U.S. Sun, cybersecurity expert Curtis Wilson revealed it's important to ask the right question first. He says, being aware of the possibility is half the battle. Pay attention to what they are saying and try to ask for details, said Curtis on the Symposnis Software Integrity Group. If your child asks, they are with a friend, ask which friend it is. If a colleague talks about the big project, get them to confirm the client or things like that. Usually these scammers will be calling from unknown numbers and claiming they lost their phone. So try calling the correct number or contacting them in a different way. So ask them, hey, I need to call you right back. There's something else just came up. Let me get your phone number to call you back. And a lot of them, because they're using automated systems, they don't even know the phone number that they're using to call from. So they'll reach out with a different number and say, oh, that's different than the one you're on. Which is the one you're on? And get them confused and upset. Most of the time they'll just hang up because they'll know that you're onto them. It's really, really important that when you ask these questions, here, check this out a little bit more. It says, take time to verify any requests for money, even if they seem to be coming from someone you know and who you trust. Remember, if it's someone you know and you trust, they're not going to have a problem with this. If they're getting frustrated with you, there's an issue here. It says, the first and most important thing to do is to not panic, the cybersecurity expert said. Cyber criminals, he says, are very good at getting victims to act quickly and often use situation where there is an imminent risk of harm. He says, such as the person being kidnapped or urgently needing money to get them out of trouble. Try and verify the identity of the person calling you by asking lots of specific questions that only the real person would know. You may also want to try and contact the person on the number that they are normally use. So if it's your son, your daughter, a coworker, say, hey, listen, I got your phone number. Let me call you right back. And they're going to try and tell you why you shouldn't. Okay. This is going to become so prevalent, not only AI voices, but also AI video. You have to understand how big of a deal this is. You have to be on guard. People are losing money by the millions of dollars every single day through scams on social media like YouTube, Facebook, all this stuff. Now they're calling you at home. Please be vigilant. Please be ready. Be on guard. My heart goes out to all of the elderly people that are being scammed every day. And I want to get this information out desperately. Please help me get it out. The Economic Ninja is out.